Daily Double Stone Gin Radio Show. Double Dungeon Radio Show. This is Daily Double Dungeon for Wednesday, March 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2020.
Oh, wow.
This is Rafai. That's Adi.
Hi.
Adi. I don't have a sound effect for it yet, but okay. I think we should do the phrase of the day.
Okay, I like that.
Today's phrase of the day?
What is
Kung
it?
Kung Flu.
Kung Flu.
Did you hear about the Kung Flu thing?
No, I have a feeling I don't want to.
Trump said Kung Flu in one of his official press conferences.
Why?
I don't know. No,
it's
no.
Terrible.
Sorry, Trump didn't say it. One of his aides said it. He called it the China virus today.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah.
But no, Kung Flu. But what's funny is that...
Why would he...
The Discord I'm on, they call it the Kung Flu Discord, the one that's about coronavirus. And they've called it that since, I mean, like January. So it was kind of funny that he called it that today.
Yeah, definitely. That's terrible. I don't know.
Speaking of corona, let's get on with the We're All Gonna Die segment.
Okay.
I got a grocery store update.
Oh, yeah. You went today.
Well, I went to a different one. I went to the Met Food grocery, which I don't usually go to. That's
just
the one,
Met Food.
That's the one over by Frank's house, which I'll explain why I was over at Frank's house later. So Met Food is the one that's like by the park, and it was a disaster. It was, everything was just like all over the place. They did have a grocery truck like actively delivering. They had a huge stack of hummus. It was so like an enormous, like two of the stoves of hummus. It was a lot of hummus.
That is a lot of hummus.
The organic grocery, Mr. Plum, is also restocked since I was last there. Things are getting back to normal. I didn't go to the main grocery store that I have been going to every day. I figured I'd give it one day off and then I'll go check tomorrow.
Daily Double.
You like that transition better?
Yeah.
We went to the beer store and I got a beer because the beer I bought that I stockpiled is actually disgusting. I didn't realize that it had vanilla in it, and it's really awful.
It's not in a good
way. So I got a different beer today, one that's actually good, and I'm going to take a sip.
All right.
I went down the wrong pipe. Oh, no, I have corona
well,
now.
Well, you looked good doing it.
While we were there, so we went to the fancy beer store. And while we were there, everything was cordoned off inside. Like, they have shelves that you can, coolers that you can go normally help yourself.
But look at all the different cans.
Everything was cordoned off. And one of the guys that I think is one of the owners was there. And I was like, oh, do you have this beer? And he said, no, I don't. It was a Finback. And then I was like, oh. And then he had a bunch of Finback on the counter. And so you can't read the labels because the name is all the way at the bottom. So I kind of just picked up a pack just a little bit so I could see the name. And you said, oh, don't touch, don't touch. And he was like, yeah, please, please don't touch, please. And I was like, oh, man, people are getting
That's
crazy.
That's why they're cordoned off.
Getting crazy. Anyway, so I bought it.
You're supposed
it,
to politely ask him if he's sure he doesn't have any Finback.
What's 28 divided by 4?
7.
This was $7? I should have gotten it at the other place. Dang, that's expensive.
Oh,
I better savor this.
It's like you're sitting at the bar pricing. You got a pint pricing.
Except for Sunshine, where this would be $9. I think this might be $12 actually at Sunshine.
Well, don't call them out.
Oh. Anyway, beer store. That's it.
Beer store.
Daily Double.
I was thinking again more about today about how this is a real test for universal basic income. To see if people are actually productive while they have time off.
Yeah.
I think I've been very productive. We're doing a daily show. You've been very productive. I don't know.
Have I?
Allegedly. I don't know.
I actually have been.
You're on your computer 24/7 like that. 24/7.
I've been doing a lot of volunteer stuff since I've been getting tired. So I can't, I can't do any one thing for too long.
Don't disclose your illness because people are going to come and hit you with a vampire steak.
A pan? Oh, a vampire steak. Okay.
Yeah, they're gonna
I've got, I'm ready for them.
Yeah. And also, you're not sick with that much of a stuff.
I'm not.
Anyway, we'll see. I'm interested to see if people actually take advantage of this time off, like my coworkers, or if they just, they're probably not going to. They're probably just going to goof around, right?
Joe's probably going to write a whole new movie.
Oh, man. I hope it's a horror movie.
I hope so. Daily Double.
Is this too much? I feel like it's already too much.
No, it's not. It's not. We got it more.
We've gotten... I forgot to. I meant to do a count of how many coronavirus emails we've gotten from various businesses.
Oh, man, I should have been counting.
What's the most ridiculous one you got? I still say the TurboTax one was the most ridiculous, but I got one from my bank that I haven't been to in like a physical location in years.
Airlines, Seamless. That makes sense, though.
Yeah, just a ton.
Bars that want you to contribute to their employee Venmo.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And I'm just like, yeah, all our friends are, yeah.
You say, that bartender never bought me back anything, and I go there all
the time.
No,
of course not. No. No.
Anyway, we're still getting a bunch of emails.
Yeah. Daily Double. It's not too much. I promise you it's not.
So New Jersey announced that they're going to reopen some hospitals that they've closed, like ones that were closed down.
Yeah.
So I immediately was like, oh, wait a minute. There's a guy on one of the forums I'm on. His name is K-Dog. He doesn't listen. K-Dog. I was like, oh, K-Dog, he's a security guard, night security guard at a shut down hospital in New Jersey. And so I wrote on there and you can at somebody. So I added him. And I said, hey, which hospital do you work at? They're opening 9 hospitals in New Jersey for corona patients.
Yeah.
And he said, they're not going to do the one that I'm at. They already moved all the equipment out and, you know, it's all at the new place, the new location. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I said, I just looked it up. The one that they're going to reopen is named Inspira Westbury. And his response was, son of a...
So, oh, wow.
So out of all the hospitals, his is the one that's going to get reopened. Yeah. So I don't know if that means he's going to, he might not have a job anymore.
But he should, you know, like he'll probably have a job because they're going to think that people are freaking out and they definitely
but he works for like a security company. He doesn't work for the hospital, I don't think. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Maybe they'll forget.
Could go either way. Here, I'm going to do one of these just to break up the monotony. Which one do you like better? Email us, doubledungeon@hotmail.com. Leave a voicemail saying which one you like more, or doing your impersonation of which one you like more.
Yeah.
I just read right before we went on air.
Are they supposed to leave a voicemail?
Oh, yeah. You have to leave a voicemail at... V-I-L-E-6-8-1-3-3-0. I just read right before we got on air that the mayor of Baltimore came out and held a press conference where he pleaded with citizens of Baltimore to stop shooting each other because they need the hospital space for coronavirus patients.
Oh my gosh. Talk about being real, honest. Good for him. Yeah, just say it.
That reminds
stop me. Stop shooting each other.
When everybody in Baltimore was offended, like brutally offended that Trump had referred to Baltimore as a rat infested something. I don't remember what he called it.
Something that is legitimately insulting.
And I was like, ah, yes, Baltimore with their one. I know everything I know about Baltimore. I know from the wonderful documentary, The Wire. Daily Double. I also heard that the mayor of New Jersey the governor of New Jersey was pleading with people that separation means separation. It doesn't mean to hold underground parties. Apparently there's a lot of underground partying going on in New Jersey.
We passed by those guys yesterday. Yeah, that was a party. They were around the block.
How many was that? Like 10 people?
Something like that, yeah. And you're like, well, maybe they're roommates, but I'm just like...
I don't think they were roommates.
Probably not.
They were having a party. And they were listening to Sweet Caroline. Da, da, da. Is that not it?
It was close enough.
It was one of those. Like, I think it was Sweet Caroline, wasn't it? I don't know.
I would have made a face if it was.
Well, it was a Neil Diamond song either way. Mm. I think, but, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, definitely not social distancing there.
Yeah.
No house parties.
No house parties.
Sorry.
All right. We're done with the COVID update.
Are we?
Let's talk about politics.
I doubt it.
So Bernie held a press conference today with the media to re-examine his career, or the campaign, his career, no, his campaign. And it sounds like he's going to be pressing on. There was like a premature thing on Twitter where everybody said he had dropped out, but I don't think he dropped out. But his campaign is in dire straits. He's definitely not going to get the nomination. He was never going to get the nomination to begin with, but he's looking especially rough now. And people are leaning on him now. Remember how I talked yesterday about how Joe Biden was killing people and the DNC was killing people? Well, the thing I saw last night is that a lot of Biden supporters are saying that all of this is Bernie Sanders' fault for continuing to campaign, that he should just drop out and anoint Joe Biden the nominee, or else he's killing the elderly.
I get it, but that doesn't mean they're right. Yeah. That's very, very far-fetched.
Anyway, Bernie, stay in.
How do you feel about that?
Him staying in?
No, just that they're even saying that.
Oh, that's exactly what I would expect from somebody that is a big Democrat DNC insider.
That style, yeah.
Yeah. The minute that Bernie Sanders drops out, I will be excited because I can finally stop even remotely caring what goes on with the Democrats and go back to just hating them. The statement is always that Bernie Sanders can't build a broad coalition. Joe Biden can. Well, I'm one of the independents that as soon as you pick Joe Biden, I'm not voting for Joe Biden. So have fun with that. He's going to lose anyway. And then they're going to turn around and say it's my fault for not voting for Joe Biden.
Yeah, they will say it's your fault.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what they did last time. Anyway. Daily Double. McDonald's is fighting the Corona
rat
aid
epidemic.
Bill. So what happened with the McDonald's on Manhattan Avenue here in Brooklyn?
It's right next to the subway station, and they're renovating the station. They're building out a space for an elevator.
Yeah.
And McDonald's and Starbucks in that corner both put their garbage in that one spot next to where there's kind of like a section that's closed off.
They haven't just been chucking their garbage in the hole?
No, but there's so many rats and they're big.
Yeah,
so many.
I told you yesterday when I was walking by there, I saw a rat. And that's,
yeah.
And it's you were like, a rat in the daytime? No, I saw a rat.
I didn't know it was there. Yeah, yeah, oh my gosh. Right, and they're like, someone posted a video and it's just, there's so many.
What were we talking about, McDonald's? Oh, I know.
Sorry.
McDonald's is fighting the Corona aid bill because a leaked audio came out saying that they don't want to have to pay their employees paid sick leave. So that's why they're pushing back on it. So
great.
Good luck.
That's classy.
Good job. Good job.
Real classy.
Yeah. Good job, guys. Daily Double. The airlines are asking for a bailout. They want $50 billion.
Yeah.
I did a little research. It's interestingly, the entire airline industry is valued at $51 billion right now.
So
why don't we just buy the airlines and privatize it? Or not privatize, sorry. Make it a public commodity. Think of how well the transit works in New York City. The government knows how to run transit. No,
you know,
kidding.
What? This should be an entirely different segment just on the MTA that I could just have running and dream the whole time we have this show.
If they're valued at $51 billion and they're asking for $50 billion, we better be flying for like $10 and it better be in first class. Every seat is first class.
Well, $10, but not like that you're standing and you're not allowed to have a purse or anything.
So they asked for, after 9/11, they asked for $15 billion. For a bailout because people weren't flying. They turned around and spent a lot of that money on CEO bonuses, and they instituted the baggage fees, and they never took those away. Those were supposed to be like, oh, we need to cover some expenses.
Yeah.
And then of course they never take them away, and it's gotten worse. I mean, some of them charge you just for your first bag now. What airline was trying to charge me for a carry-on? Somebody was trying to charge me just to have a carry-on.
Well, you're trying to fly some wackadoodle airline.
Yeah, they wanted to charge for the carry-on overhead space.
I steered you away from that.
Overhead space. Fortunately, I only ever fly with just a backpack usually, and that fit underneath the seat.
Yeah.
And that one, a personal item, is not charged. So I was able to convince him it was
a
personal item.
I forgot what airline it was.
I don't remember.
Something about, I was like,
don't
do that. No, yeah. It was something that you were like, I've never even heard of this. I'm like, don't pick that one.
Sun something.
Something.
Sun something airline. That's what it was. Daily Double. Wait, I don't need to play that one. I need to play the, we're on our third segment already.
Oh.
We didn't get any voicemails or emails yesterday, so I'm going to just remind people.
You think anyone even listened to...
I know for a fact people listened.
Okay, I was about to say I know for a fact
need to help contribute some content because... wait, let me check. I'm checking how long we are into this.
Well, you were like, I'm not going to give you a prompt.
We're only 15 minutes into this. What?
Yeah, but you're like, I'm not going to give you a prompt, but like, I really think people need a prompt.
Okay, well...
And then they can like veer away from it.
Okay,
but
your
if you
prompt,
don't, yeah.
Prompt today, I want to hear stories about rats. Any story about rats or vermin.
Oh, man.
And you can call into that with...
Am I allowed to call?
You can call in. I think that would be funny. Yeah, we'll listen to your call. or you can email us at doubledungeon@hotmail.com. Mm-hmm. We need content, obviously. We're at 16 minutes in and I'm already struggling.
Are you struggling?
No, we just need to play some more drops to fill out space.
Fun to do bad things.
Rise from your grave.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
We're filling out time here. We were having what?
Sorry, did you look at that video I sent you from the WWE?
Yes, the WWE is doing some amazing work right now because they don't have audiences. Stone Cold Steve Austin video is hilarious. I don't know if you saw it.
I'm not sure if I saw that one.
It's
but
really
I just,
good. People,
what they're doing without the audience,
you should
is
be
just,
watching it. It's really entertaining.
Yeah, artistically, it's very well done, and it's funny. This like whoever's writing their storylines is making it work without
it's
the audience. Yeah,
very good.
Absolutely.
It's very good.
Yeah. I had to bring that up.
Wait, what was that?
Sorry, now? I know there was a.
Where are we?
Tangent.
Oh, I know what we're talking about. So we were walking the other day to when I was getting a haircut, which apparently you're not supposed to do. I didn't know this. Did you know you're not supposed to get a haircut? They said barbershops are like a major transmission vector.
I can totally see that.
Well, I didn't
but
think
I'm glad
about
you
that.
Supported your local business.
Yeah, and I tipped him $5. I usually only tip like $3, $2.
I don't know what's standard for a men's haircut.
It's a $20 haircut, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, wow.
Anyway.
It's so much cheaper than mine.
It's like 10 times cheaper than some haircuts for women.
Yeah.
Oh, we were walking over there and you inadvertently gave one of the hottest takes I've ever heard in my life.
What? I did?
Yes. You said that the Care Bears could defeat all of the Transformers.
Care Bear Stare. Come on.
I don't even know what this is. I still... What is a Care Bear Stare? Explain
Care Bear
it.
Stare? Like, they all get together and, you know, like, they hold hands or whatever, and then they all, you know, like, all their little tummies, like...
Light up.
Make
and
up, yeah, make up the Care Bear Stare. It's amazing.
It's Care Bear Stare or Scare?
Stare, not Scare. They're nice.
So wait, they just stand there and they stare at them and
no.
Does it, like, disintegrate?
Care Bear Stare.
Does it disintegrate whatever it's targeting, or how does this weapon work?
No, it just, like... sucks like the evil out of them. They don't want to be a villain.
So wait, the evil gets sucked out of them.
I bet Andrea can help me out in clarifying how the Care Bear Stare works.
Andrea,
it's Connor. I might be wrong.
Andrea, we need to hear from you. So
or maybe my sister, but still, I
somebody.
Yeah, but I am confident that like.
Real quick, so they're sucking the evil out of whoever they're targeting.
No, I'm not committing
to
that
then,
statement.
Does the evil then get contained inside are they actually evil?
Ignore that I said that, okay? I clearly can't explain how the mechanics of
the
Care Bear Stare works. All I can tell you is that when they're all together, if you get all the Care Bears around, they can defeat whoever they want. If it's just, like, two Care Bears, like, you know, like, they're going to struggle. But if you get everybody together all and they're like, hey, we got it, you know, like, oh.
How many is there?
I don't know. There are a bunch of them.
There's like 1,000 Transformers. How can they beat 1,000 Transformers?
But there are 1,000 Transformers.
There's like so many Transformers. I have no
idea.
Whatever.
Those things break apart all the time. I've seen like, you know, scenes from the movie.
The toys, well, the movie's especially violent. Yeah.
You know?
I guess that's accurate.
You haven't even seen it. Okay, look, we need a review.
How's a Care Bear going to beat a giant planet that's also a robot?
You're thinking of it as like a tiny like teddy bear or something.
How big are they? Are they
okay,
full
they're
size?
Tiny,
they're
but
supposed to be full sized?
No, I don't know how
full size bears.
No, it's just the Care Bear Stare is amazing. It's just
okay,
that strong.
Well, we need to hear from
positive,
the audience apparently
like positive energy, loving energy, And
I think you're making this up. I don't think this is a
I'm not thing. Making it up. No. You can ask anybody.
The only thing I remember about the Care Bears is
Care Bear
that we tried to watch.
Very powerful. It's extremely powerful.
We tried to watch one scene from the Care Bears movie, and the kid in it, I just wanted to punch the whole time, and I couldn't handle it.
Oh, yeah. They've made some mistakes in those films.
Anyway, the Care Bears.
We have to go back. Daily Double.
Right in Very if, you know, powerful. If you know anything about that.
Very powerful.
Adi, there was major breaking news yesterday. A tweet came out saying that someone was the roommate of someone who had worked on the film Cats that was released last year.
Okay.
They were on the project to digitally added cat butts. Every cat, I guess, they had digitally added a cat butthole onto each actor in any scene that their butt was present. And so his job was to go back in and remove those digitally added butts.
Okay. I mean, so it sounds saying, like this movie was just like supposed to be a money pit.
People are saying release the butthole cats film.
Is there a petition for that?
Yes. People want to see it.
Change.org.
I still say, I still want the taxi topper. I have been looking for this taxi topper. If you have information on a taxi topper, I will pay you money. Probably not much, but $20. I would pay $20 for a cat's taxi topper.
I'll match that with another $20.
We need a cat's taxi topper. I know how big a taxi topper is. I used to have one, actually. They're like Please 4 feet tall. Please help us. This is going to be worth money someday.
He would be so happy.
I would be ecstatic. And I would make a lamp out of it. I would put it on
like
something
so
and make a lamp.
So many birthdays for Rafe.
So if you have any inside information at any taxi place, including the one that that TV show Taxi takes place at with Danny DeVito.
Yes.
I need this Please. Taxi topper. Daily Double. So we're stuck at home, basically. And I was looking around earlier and I realized we collect some weird things, so I think we should have a somewhat recurring segment where we talk about some of the weird things we collect.
What, like
today?
Like what?
I was looking over at my collection of Future Shock by Alvin Toffler.
Oh yeah.
I have 4 paperback copies and 1 hardcover.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 of the blue, 1 that is magenta, 1 and then 2 that are yellow.
What color do you still need?
It came in black for sure. I don't know any further. This is the thing is I've never bought a copy of this book. I just keep finding it over and over and over in the garbage. The hardcover, the hardcover one, I had never seen a hardcover copy before. So I was very excited.
I almost don't even count that because I feel like you need to have every color of the paperback.
Do you remember? So we went to go see Joe's movie and one of the ladies who was an actress, I believe, was there. I think she played the mom in the movie. She had a jacket that some company in Europe, some clothing company, like fast fashion company, has a weird, like, leathery vest that had the Future Shock logo on the back. And then it said the brand name of whatever it is in the middle of the Future Shock logo. Anyway, Future Shock. It's a book about culture and how we are living in a postmodern society and how confusing that is for our caveman brain to exist. So, Future Shock.
Future Shock.
If you've got a copy, mail it to me. Daily Double. This morning when I woke up, actually I'm gonna flip these topics around so that makes more sense. This morning when I woke up, for some reason I was singing a song that my mom used to sing all the time when we were driving to school, and she would expect us to do it in like a chorus, a round, right? And so we would all be in the backseat of the car.
You started different times?
Yeah, we'd all be in the backseat of the car. And she would sing, "This is the day," and we, "This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made." And she used to really want us to sing along with her. And we used to all be like, why do we have to sing this? And I think it's very sweet.
Yeah, I was about to say, it is very sweet. Yeah.
Even though we were probably like little ghoulies in the back seat, making faces. And
sometimes you do things where I'm like, when you were a kid, you probably were a ghoulie. Harassing the cat.
So I immediately woke up and I was singing that song in my head. And then I came over here and I was making coffee and feeding the cat. And the birds have been yelling all day. Like, not just singing. We get a normal amount of birds singing. We get cardinals. We get mockingjays. We get grackles. And we get those blackbirds that make my favorite singers because they stick their tongue out.
Rafa's impressions of different birds are excellent.
Anyway, the birds have all been...
Do the cardinal.
The choo.
It's great. It's great. All right. Thank you.
The cardinal sits right at the top of the tree out behind our house. The mockingbirds sit on the top of the chimneys on the buildings. And the grackles are just kind of all over the place. They like sit on the wires. And then the blackbird that sticks its tongue out is also just on the wires. But that cardinal, he's like that. The top of that tree is part of his zone. That is his favorite spot.
Loves it.
And he's got a lot of little ladies. I don't know if it's the same one year to year, but whichever one it was last year had a lot of like females that were following
around. What are you talking about?
I saw them.
Really?
Yeah. I have the binocular. Monocular.
Oh, right.
Anyway, they're all singing really loud, and I was wondering today, I'm going to keep monitoring it, but I have a feeling they might be singing really loud because there's less noise drowning them out, and they're realizing that they can sing and nothing else is coming back, because there's not as many cars, there's not as much, like, just street noise in general. So I'm wondering if that's
interesting.
It.
That's kind of neat. I wonder.
Yeah. Daily Double. I took a trip over to Frank's apartment today, Frank being my best friend in the eyes of the Roman Catholic Church. Which we, I believe, have covered at some point. Because he wrote me, he's in Costa Rica, which number one is amazing, but also he's worried about getting back. He might not be able to come back. We'll see. Which, I mean, there's worse places to be stuck, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I took a trip over there, and that's why I went to Met Food, because it's closer to him. And on the way there, I saw a guy that was trying to steal a bike, I think, being a general weirdo.
Being a creep.
If I had proof he was trying to steal the bike, I would have done something. But he was just kind of lingering and then walking or shuffling around. I don't know. It was bad. And then I went and watered. They've got a million plants, which I love. Except that every time we have plants, they always die. So
yeah, we're not very good with plants.
And his house smells amazing. And so we should work on the odor of our house. We have to get rid of Mookie first, as she's laying on the bed. Rubbing her butt all over the place. And what else happened? The grape leaves. There's no grape. He has the grape trellis in the back.
Yeah,
there's
no.
There's not
nice.
Even any green buds yet. You know, that's like an end of summer thing. So that's about it. I just took a trip somewhere else today, and I thought I'd share. Daily Double. When I got back, I made lunch, and I've been going through the pantry trying to see what we've got up there. And I found a bag of lentils that I had used like maybe an ounce or 2 ounces out of a 16-ounce bag. And they're the red lentils, or the orange ones that I like a lot. And so I put that in a big stock pot. Or no, I sauteed onion and garlic, put those in the stock pot, added water, and then simmered those. And then threw in sliced hot dogs, which we still have, which I was just like an open package. So I was like, well, I might as well use some of this, I guess. And then, I forgot the garam masala. Oh, I forgot the stuff we found today. Okay, I'll do that after this. Garam masala. And what else did I put in? Hot dogs. Cabbage. Oh, a bunch of cabbage. And I just stewed it all together, seasoned. Oh, and I threw in, there's this Chinese stuff that we got at karaoke, weirdly. Remember over Christmas, somebody
I
left.
About
I think
that.
We talked about it on the show. I got. It's called.
Yeah, we did.
They call it chili crisp, which I had never had before. So it's chili flakes, but they also crisp in with the chili flakes. They crisp soybeans and green onions, and everything is cooked until it's completely fried, all the moisture out of it, and then they jar it up. And it's got a very distinct flavor, which is like chili, but then also kind of savory. And so I threw. I only have like 2 tablespoons of that left. So I threw 1 tablespoon in and stirred it all in, and it tasted good. That was hobo stew. I'm already working, Adi. We're going to be some of the best fed hobos if there's any kind of lockdown here.
Oh, wow. Daily
Double. We found some stuff today. We found the garam masala in a giveaway pile. Somebody had a box out, and there was a big 1 pint dry garam masala, which is Indian spice mix. And then we also got a lighter, the long kind of lighter. What do you call that?
I don't know.
Long lighter,
we'll see.
Which I need for the barbecue, which I'm going to,
I'm
going to barbecue on Friday. I thought tomorrow was Friday.
No.
I was getting all excited to get the chicken all prepped at barbecue, but it's not Friday.
No.
So I heard the weather report. They said, it's going to be like 50 something tomorrow. Supposed to get up to 75. Supposed to get up to 75 on Friday. So
I'm waiting
for Friday. Daily Double. For dinner today, I made pizza. Was it good?
Yeah, it's good.
I liked it. I have never made a pizza dough like that before. It was a lot of kneading. Like, I kneaded for like 15 or 20 minutes. It was a lot of kneading. And I think I might be allergic to flour, or else it really, like, I was breaking out in red spots yesterday afterwards. Yeah.
Weird.
But I've known my entire life, I didn't think about it until yesterday. My entire life, I've broken out in red spots when I work with flour. So I don't know if I'm allergic. That could be, right?
That seems like you're figuring something out there.
Anyway, so I heated the oven up to 500, made the pizzas, according to Adam Ragusa's New York 2.0. Adam Ragusa, he's got like a million subscribers, probably 1.5 million. He's like very popular. I don't really like watching him because I like watching people who have a little more character, like Daddy Jack or Food Wishes guy who actually has a lot of subscribers too. Anyway, so I baked him. I made some sausage and mushrooms and put that on, and it came out very well. And if you would like to see it, I'm going to attach an image to the description of this podcast, radio show. So enjoy. Daily Double. Uddy?
Yeah.
I heard you would like to reach out to a company to ask for a sponsorship.
Oh, this is not a good time, as I have no idea what the company name is.
It's called Juneshine. Oh, no, you're right. That's the
name
of the...
All right. Never mind, guys.
There's a kombucha that we're going to work on. Tomorrow, we're going to have an excellent reaching out to the company.
Sponsor request.
I can play the sponsor us.
Yeah. Too. Okay. Yeah. Daily Double.
One last thing on the way out. While I was digging in the cabinet, I found a package that you were apparently hiding from me of Big Chewy Nerds.
I wasn't hiding it. I just didn't know what to do with them. So
you hid it up in the food pan, like, cabinet?
Because it's close enough to food, and I didn't just want it out making a mess.
They look like somewhere between Boston baked beans and tiny little brains. And did you eat one?
No, I really don't.
So I'm going to bite. I want to see what color
they are
inside.
I don't really like candy.
They're really weird. They're like hard candy shell, like base baked beans, but they're like slightly citric acid-y. And they're white inside, which is gross.
Man, I don't know what's going on. It was a gift.
But why are they nerds? Nerds are hard all the way through.
Big chewy nerds. I'm not sure. I don't.
Anyway, they're.
I don't know. I don't know.
They
candy.
Came in a. What is that animal? Reindeer.
It's a reindeer. It's a Christmas.
It's a Christmas theme. Yeah. So it's been hiding up there since Christmas.
Yes.
Good job. Delicious. Adi.
Yes.
I think we should get out of here. I think this is long enough.
All right.
Everybody, email us doubledungeon@hotmail.com. Call us. I'm not going to play the phone thing again.
Call your mom.
Huh?
Call your mom.
Oh, yeah. Call your mom. Check in on your neighbors if you like them. If not, forget it.